neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
HaSadiq is sending his brothers back. He sent them a lot of gifts and goodies, and he escorted them with 10 donkeys. So now the question that is asked, why 10 donkeys? Why he had to send a lot of donkeys? Especially that if his father is coming back, so why he has to send so many things? Why?
First, they go, they stay there to come back, and also maybe Yaakov wanted to give the rest to the people over there to help.
Understand, but 8 is good, 7 is good, 11 also is good, 15, if you want it, like overdo it. So the Maharal.
What about if he gave each donkey for one of his brothers except Binyamin?
Yeah. Right, but he already gave him gifts, we covered that part. He gave him lots of gifts. I'm sorry?
10 of them went back.
Yeah. Understand. So, but these are gifts for his father. So now here Maharal explains that actually he wanted to tell his Abba, because he was going to be very shocked and surprised to hear that Yosef is still alive. So he wanted to tell his father, don't get angry at my brothers, because actually they were just like a donkey when they sold me. Because not that God forbid he wanted to disrespect him, but he wanted to tell his father, like let's say if you have an interview with a donkey and say, would you know what you're carrying? What the donkey is going to say?
No.
He doesn't know?
No.
Does he care?
No.
So now here, Yosef HaSadiq was trying to tell his father what were the brothers did to him. They meant something, but it turned out something else. So he wanted to tell them, don't get angry at them. You know, fine, they had, you know, some type of intention, and it was the sake of heaven. But still, they didn't know what they're doing. So now, this is a very important message that many times you get angry at people because, let's say, they come late, make you frustrated, or things like that. But actually, it's the same scenario. They're only a
donkey.
Right, why? Because they don't know what they're carrying. So now, would you get angry at a donkey?
No.
So here, many times, you know, people get very, you know,
worked up.
Right, you know, and sometimes in pain, you know, why he did this, why, you know, why I have to go through this, what did I do to him? But here, simply makes you, it gives you such a relief, peace, that no, they don't know what they're doing.
When you refer to the brothers, how can you send him to them as donkey? You said they're trying
to keep. No, not that, no, God forbid.
Exactly,
yeah. Because the whole task that was planned, that Am Yisrael, they have to start the process. So they were just a tool to bring Yaakov, as we see, to Mitzrayim, and then the process will start. That's all. So that's what exactly they did. So that aspect applies to every situation that we go through. And he gives you such a peace. You know, he doesn't know what he's doing. You know, there's no point to get angry at him. It's very interesting. He sent his father good vintage wine. Why? Why he sent them wine? You know, the Jews are expert to make wine. Like in the balcony, in the basement, they're expert. They're known. Yaakov Ben Olam Shalom obviously they had good Cabernet at home. So why he had to send them wine?
You can make also very good wine in Egypt as well.
Yes, but why?
I'm trying to say,
ah, right. So now, Yosef HaTzadik was telling his father, what's so special about the wine, which is better than the wine that is fresh or old?
Old.
So the older it becomes,
the better it is.
So here he was telling his father that don't have any doubts. Just like the wine, the older it becomes more valuable, better quality. Same thing with me. All this time that I stayed in Mitzrayim, I only got
better.
And another important lesson that he was trying to tell his father, how do you make wine?
Grapes.
And then, what do you do with the grapes?
Smash it.
Exactly. Very nice. So now here, as you know, Am Yisrael, they are resemble to Gefen Tasiya Mimisraim. It says in the Tehillim, Gefen Tasiya Mimisraim, that Am Yisrael are resemble to Gefen. Why? Because one of the reasons is the same way that you make wine, you have to smash the grapes. Yehudi should know the only way that it makes them better, makes them a good quality, is to
smash.
To
pressure.
Under the pressure. So that means we have to realize anytime that we feel pressure, that means we are becoming a better vintage wine.
Yeah.
So the value goes up. The value goes up. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomo, nishomo sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomo, nishomo sheli. You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.